This audiobook is distributed by Christian Audio. Please visit christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles.
Welcome to the Ministry of Living on the Edge with Chip Ingram. We trust that the upcoming message will inspire, encourage, and motivate you to apply what you learn as you live out your faith in Christ at home and at work each day. At the end of the message, you'll find information on how to contact Living on the Edge or obtain additional resources. Now, here's Chip.
When I grew up, I played with the basketball and I dreamed and got to play in some very, very big games. But I've got to tell you that sitting here, being with you, knowing what we're doing, and talking about the high-impact church is way better than playing in the Nationals or any basketball team I've played with all around the world. Because ultimately, the reason that little boy wants to do that is he wants to make a difference with his life. He wants to become all that he can become, and then he wants to do it at the highest level. And I can't think of anything more important than being with a group of pastors. I do believe, as someone has well said, the local church is the hope of the world. I love World Teach. I love Walk Through the Bible. I love Turn the Tide. I love great groups like Purpose Driven and Leadership. But what I know is whether there is no verses, I have no single verses in God's holy book about World Teach or Walk Through the Bible. This Bible was given to the local church. We come, and our only reason for existence is to help the local church be all God wants it to be. And so I'm a pastor, been a pastor for almost 25 years, and as he shared, if you're pastoring a church with, you know, 30 people or 40 people or 50 people, and you're the only person and it's lonely and you're discouraged, I want you to know I understand. And if you're in a church that has begun to grow and maybe it's a couple hundred people or 300 people and it creates all these new dynamics and you don't know what to do and you hire that first staff member and how are you going to pay the bills, I want you to know I really understand. And then if you have to change the church around and you become one of those churches where you never dreamed but it's 800 or 1,000 people and all these pressures that everyone think it would be so wonderful to be that pastor, but you're that pastor. And you just feel like you're over your head most days, I want you to know I understand. And if by God's grace somehow he's called you, and by the way, big, big churches, those pastors aren't better than people in small churches. Most often they're gifted differently and called differently. This is about a high impact church. This is not necessarily about a large church. We're going to define what we mean by impact. If you grow deep, you will often and most usually grow wide. But impact is about making a difference. And we want to define impact not simply as growing a large church. I have been around and I have seen churches that grow very, very large that have very little impact because of the kind of people they're producing are not holy people, godly people with the vision of helping others. And so with that, why don't you go ahead and open your workbooks and let me give you a kind of a brief introduction to our time together. First of all, when I say high impact, I don't mean necessarily large. Impact is not about size. Impact, a church that's high impact, has three characteristics. Number one, lost people are coming to Christ in your church. That means people are being taken out of the kingdom of darkness and being placed in the kingdom of light. That's impact. Second, those people that have come to Christ are growing in their relationship, and in all their ups and downs, they're becoming more and more and more like Jesus. And as they become more like Jesus, their marriage changes, how they parent change, how they live out their single life changes, the kind of employee they are changes, the kind of manager or employer changes. They're impacting their world because they live it out 24/7. And the final measure of impact is that your church, God has placed your church in your town, in your community, to make a difference in that community. You can't measure a church by what happens inside. You always have to measure a church, never by how many people come in, but what kind of people are leaving. And so you begin to influence education, and you begin to influence the government, and you begin to influence what happens. Often God will call your church to team with other churches to tackle the biggest needs in your community. And the way the gospel will be seen, I know in the last church I had privilege to pastor in California,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?